The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Forrest Ray, Ph.D. Health Canada approves Evrysdi for at-home treatment. Evrysdi, or risdiplam, has been approved by Health Canada for the at-home treatment of spinal muscular atrophy in people ages 2 months and older. The Health Canada approval of Evrysdi is a welcome addition to our ability to treat SMA. It is an efficacious treatment that significantly increases survival motor neuron, or SMN, protein in SMA patients. Hugh McMillan, MD, a pediatric neurologist at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, said in a press release. McMillan said, quote, "We now have an additional and convenient treatment option with Evrysdi, as it's the first at-home and oral option for patients. Given as a flavored liquid, Evrysdi is administered daily at home by mouth or feeding tube. It is a small molecule that works by increasing the levels of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health. SMN production is impaired in people with SMA. Data from two ongoing Phase 2-3 trials, Firefish and Sunfish, led to the Health Canada decision. Together, these trials are evaluating Evrysdi's safety and efficacy in nearly 300 individuals, ages 2 months to 25 years, with SMA types 1, 2, and 3. Among the 43 global Sunfish study locations are sites in Quebec, Ontario, and Alberta. Top-line results from Sunfish were recently presented at the 2021 MDA Virtual Clinic and Scientific Conference held online. The findings showed that Evrysdi significantly improved or stabilized motor function among children and young adults ages 2 to 25 with SMA type 2 or 3. The improvements were either maintained or increased in the second year of treatment. Two-year data from the Firefish trial, evaluating Evrysdi in infants ages 1 to 7 months with type 1 SMA, indicated that gains made in the first year were maintained in the second year. For instance, 59% of the infants, 10 of 17, could sit without support for 5 seconds in year 2, as compared with 29% in the first year. A further 65% of the babies maintained upright head control, while 29% turned over on their own. A total of 30% could stand with either support or supporting weight. The Health Canada decision follows others made in the U.S., Europe, Brazil, Chile, Ukraine, South Korea, Georgia, and Russia. More than 30 other countries continue to consider Evrysdi's approval. SMA patient advocates celebrated the decision. Amy Lognon, co-president of Cure SMA Quebec, said, quote, "Cure SMA enthusiastically welcomes the arrival of Evrysdi to the Canadian market. Despite the treatments for SMA currently available, a number of Canadians remain without treatment and a large percentage do not have access to existing ones due to their age, state of the health, or due to the complexity of administering treatment in a hospital setting." According to Lognon, treatment administered has been especially exacerbated by COVID-19 and the burden caused by it. Lognon added, "We are pleased to see this first oral treatment for SMA, giving these patients hope that their condition may stabilize and even improve."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading a column by Ari Anderson. We live in an age of rumors and widespread gossip. Many people seem to be mudslinging, and we're all covered in it. Gossip didn't start with the rise of social media, which is just a new medium through which it can slowly drip into our lives. And it doesn't just happen between two or more people. It can happen when that soft voice inside of you tells you lies about others. That's called forming preconceptions and stigmatizing people you don't know. It's my life's challenge to get people to look past all my medical equipment and see everything we have in common. If everyone could wash off the muddy preconceptions that we all have, we would see the treasures inside one another, and all that others have to offer. With my multitude of imperfections, I'm not saying that I'm any true diamond. You know who truly sees my worth, though? My senator friend that I've been talking about. For the past two columns, I've been teasing you all about revealing his name. Would you finally like to know? He is North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis. After meeting my mom and me for the first time on the streets of Salisbury, North Carolina, we stuck around for his town hall meeting. Seconds before he started speaking, he looked right at me. His look seemed to ask, "Are you ready to hear my speech?" He didn't give me that common stare I get when people are wondering if the lights are on inside my head. Instead, he actually cared about my views on what was going on, what he was going to say. He wasn't just giving us lip service when he told my mom and me, 20 minutes beforehand, that he wanted to help me keep my services. Probably 90% of legislators have told me that. However, many of them don't roll up their sleeves and personally get involved in the fight with me. Getting involved personally turns out to be what Senator Tillis does best. How many legislators do you think have called my mom and me without delegating it to a secretary? Not many. During one of the battles to save my services, he pleasantly reassured my mom by calling her at work, saying, "Tom Tillis here." At the same time, he almost surprised my mom to death when she heard his voice. Many times, the senator and his staff have sifted through complicated policy with us. Together, we have found a way for me to keep my physical therapy 3 times a week. Everyone initially told us this was impossible. Anything is possible when a team has enough determination. My most memorable visits with Senator Tillis occurred when he invited me to Washington, D.C. in 2015 and 2019. For both visits, he met with my mom and me in his office for 30 to 45 minutes. After our long meeting together during the second visit, we were both headed to the Senate chamber for a vote. Although it was far, he did not keep his distance from me. For another 45 minutes, he walked by my side. It was at least a mile or two. He could have walked with his own entourage or other senators, but instead, he chose to roll with me in my wheelchair. Again, he threw away all preconceptions and got on my level. It almost felt like a member of nobility walking with a commoner. Do all the preconceptions that people form against me and others with disabilities ever get me depressed? Absolutely. It really is, as fellow SMA News Today columnist Katie Napawaki describes, those wild green thorns of gloom can choke the will of advocacy right out of me. Yet, I know that my advocacy bears a lot of fruit that nourishes my soul, along with others. Finding people who respect my worth is part of that fruit. As I said in a previous column, Senator Tillis advocated for me to be vaccinated early. Once we were both fully vaccinated, he came over to my house. It was like the first day we met. He wanted to know what my views were, especially on Medicaid issues. He proposed working with me to spread the message that more nurses are needed in home healthcare. Now that's a form of gossip that I hope catches on. Stay tuned for updates on that in future columns, as well as the treasures I find in other people. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.